This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a June 30th, final day of June, day of The Drive here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz are your co-hosts. Max Power produces and engineers. 869-1240 is the phone number. We're glad to have you in. We hope you're somewhere cool, which you were out. What's it like out there?
Hot. I wasn't really out, but I didn't
Well, you walked your car, got in it, drove here, walked from your car to the basement.
That's a combination of about 10 feet that I walked. But I did walk for lunch, so it wasn't awful at lunch, but it's worse now.
It's the humidity. We don't.
It was nice last night. Did you get out last night?
I did not.
I did.
Maybe I should have.
About 9:30.
Here's what's on tap, brought to you by Hatman Jacks. In the Delano District, near the clock tower, you've got to get there and get a hat because we got matching hats and we love them.
Of course.
Although I'm wearing my campus Colts hat today.
Yeah, you got to have a special occasion to wear the Hatman Jacks hat.
At 4:25, we've moved up the game because of a special guest a little bit later. It'll be time to play the game today at 4:25. Followed by an appearance from Denise Neal from the Wichita Eagle, Kansas.com. Her Dining with Denise Facebook page is full of news as restaurants continue to try to figure out what to do during the coronavirus. At 5:25, we'll be joined by Bill Faflick. He is the executive director of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. We'll get an update on him about the outlook. All sports. I don't know how much he'll be able to tell us, but I imagine they're in as much of a quandary as everybody else is, including the NBA. Now three players from the Denver Nuggets test positive at their training site. Are we ever going to get to Orlando, and will a basketball ever be dribbled competitively in the NBA this year?
I don't know.
Don't you hate it?
How am I
supposed to
answer that?
You know
question?
What? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be just as honest as I can with you. I'm sick of talking about this stuff. I'm sick of telling Jeff or asking Jeff questions about it. I'm sick of the discord that it causes on social media, the simplicity of wearing a mask. You'd think we'd ask you to chop a leg off and feed it to the underprivileged.
Oh, but you got to look cool.
You people are driving me nuts out here. I'm going to tell you what. We wanna try to do the best we can, right? Right, Jeff? I'm talking to you.
I guess.
We want to try to do the best we can with a situation that sucks for everybody. So one of those things that we think might be best, and listen, we know it's not a cure or an end-all. It's not, wearing a mask doesn't mean you can't get the disease. It doesn't mean you can't transmit it. But from everything we're told by most experts in health, of which neither of us are, you can reduce your chances at least somewhat and maybe even substantially.
Right. If a lot of people are wearing masks, then transmission becomes more difficult from all indications.
Anyway, that's...
And they're going to be mandated in Kansas beginning in about, I don't know, 48 hours?
Here's what
54
every...
hours?
Well, they're going to be mandated, but we both know that there's no way to enforce it. So we're going to be dependent. What this is a message. And we need more people delivering the message to wear a mask. Mandate equals message in this case. Now, we need the county commissioners to say, you know what, we're not going to agree with Governor Kelly on many things because the commission is more right-leaning, okay, in your normal politics, whatever. You guys play that game. Whatever you do, fine. But in this case, when lives are at stake and people need to hear rational voices, just back her up. I don't understand it. I invited Pete Meitzner on today. He politely declined, said he had other matters. No reason to doubt him. I'd like to invite any of the county commissioners on to come on here. They're gonna meet tomorrow. They're gonna talk about this quote unquote mandate from the governor and what they want to do about it.
That's sad.
All fine and dandy. But I'll tell you what. Come out and support. Lift
you know
the burden.
Not
Wait a minute. Let me talk.
But that's not going to happen.
I don't care what you say right now. I'm talking. You can have your...
Well, you can make... Oh, I want
if
a million
want
dollars
your moment,
to fall
out get
of
your
sky.
Own show. Oh, wait. Right now, I'm talking. Now you made me lose my train of thought. There are times when I go on a tirade, and you just got to say to yourself at those times, oh, this is my crazy dad. I'll just go get a drink of water.
Well,
or something.
I'm with you until, well, you just got, there's no chance that
no,
some of the people in
chance.
This commission are going to stand behind the
I'm
governor.
I'm asking them to do that.
But that's they won't.
Whether you think that or not is not relevant to me right now.
But that's the
let
truth.
Let me finish what I'm saying, and then you can have the floor. What do you
want
to say?
I don't want the floor. I want to have a back and forth conversation.
Sometimes I just need to get it out.
Go for it.
This isn't a question and answer period of the show.
I didn't have any questions.
I'm not asking you, do you think I'm right? Whether I'm right is irrelevant. The right thing to do is to get on board and try this face, this mask thing for a while. My God, man.
Right, that's the right thing to do. But you cannot ration with irrational people. It's impossible to do. And
what
that's
are you
a
saying
life
is irrational?
Lesson. People who don't want to wear masks or county commissioners who well, you, won't back up a very common sense mandate.
You can't question that yet. They haven't come out with a decision. You can jump all over them after the decision, but you can't come out with that right now.
Of course I can.
I refuse to let you do that.
Of course I can.
They have done nothing yet for your ire.
They have done nothing not to undergo pre-scrutiny either, in my humble opinion. So if they had clean track records of doing the right thing and making right decisions, and if cases were surging in the right direction as opposed to the wrong direction, then I'd be like, yeah, let's hear them out. Let's have this conversation.
No, I do want to hear them out. I want to see what they do tomorrow before I completely waste them. I have my doubts. I don't think some of those people are looking out for the best interest of the community. It makes me angry. But tomorrow they have a chance.
Right. And I'm saying... Until further notice, let's believe what they've already told us.
They can either say we back up what the governor is saying or we're not going to enforce what the governor has mandated. That would lead me to great frustration. And I hope some of them are listening. I hope the world's listening right now because this makes me so mad. I don't get it. It seems like an easy thing to do.
It is an easy thing to do.
And I don't like wearing a mask. I try to keep myself out of situations where I have to wear a mask. I was at a lunch meeting yesterday where we tried to socially distance. But when you're in that setting and you need to talk and you're trying to drink your tea, it's not an easy situation.
I understand that. But also packing restaurants and bars and not really looking out for yourself or others is seemingly an easy situation that people are trying to make as difficult as possible.
Well, I am willing to wait until I see the action or inaction taken by the county commission.
Okay.
And I hope they feel the weight. I hope they feel some pressure. I hope they know that a lot of people are out here waiting for them to make the right call here. And although some of their constituents may not see it as the right call, it is the right call.
I know. That's why we have the governor of the state who made that call.
The governor doesn't always make the right calls. The governor, I'm not saying, this isn't political. It's not a matter of
I haven't said a word about
this
politics.
Person makes the right call, these people don't. What has to happen tomorrow is the right call needs to be made. The governor in this situation made the right call. The governor has a tough job. The county commissioners have a tough job. That's what getting into politics is. It's a tough job. And you've got to make decisions that may not set well with people, even people who support you.
That's the idea.
Right?
Yes.
869-1240. We would love to hear from you. What else is going on in the world? Carl Reiner, one of the great comedic minds to ever live, passes away at the age of 98. He was involved in more things than you can even realize. What I most remember him for is as the creator, writer, producer, and sometimes director of the Dick Van Dyke Show. Now, of course, that goes back before your time, and I doubt you've ever seen an episode.
I don't know that I've seen
of the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Dick Van Dyke Show. Maybe I have, maybe I haven't. Back in the day when it was on Nick at Night.
I would ask that you tune that in sometime.
It's unlikely, but we'll see.
That's too bad.
I'm sorry. Don't mean to disappoint anybody.
You're such a comedy guy. And here's one of the geniuses of all time.
I love Carl Reiner. He's done great work while I've been alive.
Give me some examples.
Ocean's 11. He was in Little Miss Sunshine. He was in, I think, that show recently with on Netflix. Who was in that show? Paul Reiser? I don't remember who was in it.
What show
Michael
are you talking
Douglas?
About?
Wasn't he in that show?
He was in that? I don't think so.
Who played the old guy?
That's Alan Arkin.
Oh, you might be right.
What do you mean I might be right?
You might be right.
Of course I'm right.
I like the Kaminsky method. Carl Reiner. Yeah, there you go.
Did you happen to hear...
I like the whole Reiner family.
Did you happen to hear the final segment of yesterday's show when we talked to Doc Fenwick?
No, I did not.
You didn't hear any of that?
I didn't.
You didn't hear Jamin quiz me on 85 and 76 Cardinals uniform numbers?
No.
You didn't hear that.
I did not.
You're not being honest.
I swear.
I know you listened to this show.
I did listen.
Where were you?
I was at home.
And you weren't listening.
No, I turned it off once I got out of the car, which was at about 5:30.
That shocks me.
I didn't get in and listen to it.
That's absolutely shocking.
Why is that shocking?
Because you listen to every second.
No, I don't. I didn't listen to that part. So what do you want to tell me about it?
Oh, I nailed it. Great cognitive ability. That's what I want to tell you.
That's it?
I think I missed two. One I'm embarrassed about, Todd Worrell. Another one I can't remember.
49.
No, 48.
Ah!
Another one I'm embarrassed about. But just all over it. I even got...
Well, which one? Which
before we went to the last break, we were talking about Kirk Gibson's homer or whatever. I don't remember what we were talking about. But the name Alejandro Pena came up, and I even got his uniform number.
He's a former Cardinal.
No, he's not.
Well, I was thinking Geronimo Pena. Alejandro Pena for the Braves?
No, for the he pitched for the Braves. I mean, he was a Dodger at that time.
57.
26.
Yeah. Why did you know that?
That intimidates the heck out of you.
No, I'm not.
And Jamin pretty much said the same thing.
Why would that intimidate me?
Well, he's your cohort. He knows you. He said, "Man, that's just gotta bother Jeff to no end that you have this ability." Is he right?
No, not at all.
Really?
Why? Why would that bother
me? He thinks you're in a contest with everybody.
Not really. Not about uniform.
He said, "Well, that Jeff could never."
I've never professed to be able to. So if I thought I was the utmost expert, foremost expert on Indians uniform numbers, then maybe we'd have a little back and forth competition.
So what do you make of my ability to do that? Well, I'd like to hear your thoughts. What do you?
Something that's important to you. So you've.
I don't know. It's that it's important to me. I don't know that. I've never sat down and said to anyone, "Hey, I got to know the uniform number."
Well, it's obviously important to you because you talk about it all the time.
What if I just have this? I didn't even know I had this ability until we started doing this show.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you then. Maybe I'll
see. This is what leads Jamin and others to think there's a tinge of jealousy.
Why would I be jealous? I don't understand why that would be the case.
Well, you'll have to ask your friend Jamin about that.
Well, maybe
that.
I will. He'll maybe shed some light. All right, let's see.
What are you going to do? I don't think people want any more. I had a great day yesterday. I'm having a day today.
What's wrong with your
My brain may not be as functional today.
What number was Bryn Smith?
That's a great one. Boy, that is a dang good one.
Pitched three
and I've already got it boiled down to two.
What do you think they
and
might
I
be?
And I think I'm right that he was 34.
What's the other one? You had
36.
So what are you going to go with?
34.
36.
Doggone it. Well, you got to admit, I should have gone with 36. Now, Bryn Smith was with the Cardinals for about four cups of coffee.
They had three. He had 70 games with the Cardinals.
Right. That's four cups of coffee.
That's three
for a guy who drinks
full seasons.
Light coffee.
Started 31 games for him in 91.
Right.
All right. Who was the rotation in 91?
Nah, we're not going to do that stuff.
Come on.
We're not going to do that stuff. Give
Why?
Me the number and I'll get you.
Okay. You had Bryn Smith. You had number 42.
Give me a hint.
Pitched for the Cardinals for a while.
No, that's
he was kind of the pitcher for the Cardinals in the early 90s.
And that's not going to work. I'm terrible at that.
Bob Tewksbury. Ken Hill, Omar Olivares, and Jose De Leon.
Ken Hill, 48. Omar Olivares, 26. Wait, Jose De Leon may have been one of those guys.
Ken Hill was not 48.
Jose De Leon was. Omar Olivares, 26. And who was the other one?
Tewksbury.
No, Ken Hill.
Ken Hill was 44.
Right, that's what I said.
You said 48.
No, I said 48 for the other guy.
Oh, De Leon?
Yes.
I don't know. It's hard to follow.
I would have gotten Ken Hill. There you go.
Some of these guys just pitched forever. Who would have expected Juan Agosto to pitch 13 seasons in the big
leagues?
Well,
he was a crafty left-hander.
1.2 career war.
Those guys last a while.
I guess.
When you build a reputation that you can get a left-handed hitter out, back in the day, that used to be valuable.
But, man, 13 seasons worth? You couldn't have found a young, cheap guy to fill that role?
Reports are that minor league baseball, now it's official, minor league baseball has made the announcement official, and this is just everybody knew this, no minor league baseball this year. I think this is one of the biggest stories, not only amongst all minor league places, but in Wichita, this is a huge story because we put so much energy and effort into getting minor league baseball,
right,
into building a stadium, into selling the public, and now there's been nothing. And I think if you boiled it down, if somebody could get inside my brain and figure out why this all has bothered me as much as it has, I think that little tidbit would be one of the mainstays.
The lack of minor league baseball?
The fact that we haven't had wind surge baseball.
Yeah, it's pretty upsetting.
I think that's... Listen, there are many more important things than sports, but that nugget...
Yeah, it's a huge bummer. Of course. I don't think anyone
Why aren't you more talkative
that.
Today?
I don't know.
You come here in one of your moods.
I'm not in any kind of mood.
Well, why aren't you talkative?
I'm trying. Trying to put words together. It's not always easy.
Is radio... I ask you this a lot. Radio's hard.
Sometimes.
You've got to turn it on. There has to be a switch.
This is on for me.
Yeah, but there has to be a switch.
Relative to what I was an hour ago, this is
that
on.
That you go to and you just turn it.
I've done it.
And you become somebody in some cases. Some people are their true persona on radio.
Me.
No.
Yeah.
This is your true persona?
Yeah. What do you think I'm doing?
What about me? Is this mine?
Huh.
It is in a lot of cases. Especially when I drank
it's
more.
It's the same opinions.
Eh,
it's just different.
Let's
kind
take
of
a break. Max. No, what? Let's get to Dr. Brent Rockley, who's been kind of. Dr. Rockley, we'll get with you after the break. Have him call back, Max. I want to spend a couple minutes with him. So we'll have Dr. Rockley call back shortly. We'll take a break. Return in a minute.